AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A key change to U.S. immigration policy already. The government today released 25 asylum seekers who had been held on the Mexican side of the California border with notices to appear in court, ending their long waits in Mexico. The group was first tested for COVID-19 and is now quarantining in hotel rooms. It's a big departure from the Trump policy of keeping them out of the country. President Biden today tried to boost U.S. confidence in coronavirus vaccines, visiting a Pfizer production facility in Michigan. He says it's essential people get the shots and not shy away.
I can't give you a date when this crisis will end, but I can tell you we're doing everything possible to have that day come sooner rather than later.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says any accusations his administration hid the number of COVID deaths at nursing homes are lies. State lawmakers are threatening to rescind his virus emergency orders, and federal investigators are looking into his handling of nursing home data. In snowy Texas, power's been restored to most customers, but the water outages remain. Emergency manager Nim Kidd says the state has set up distribution sites.
We've delivered and transported about 1.7 million bottles of water. We used our Texas Military Department C-130s last night and Department of Defense C-17s.
Burst plumbing's a huge problem because of frozen pipes in Texas and parts of Mississippi. In Memphis, the airport had to close because of water outages. The United States has returned to the Paris Climate Accord. President Biden today told a virtual gathering of European leaders that the world can no longer delay or do the bare minimum to address climate change. A sluggish day on Wall Street, less than a point for the Dow. The S&P 500 dipped 7 points. This is AP News. Buckingham Palace says after a one-year review, Harry and Meghan will not return as working members of the royal family.
Royal historian Alistair Bruce, in an interview on Sky News.
I think the Queen took the view that it was not going to be possible to deliver what the Duke and Duchess of Sussex wanted.
Bruce says Prince Harry had been a brilliant military officer and will surely miss his military duties.
It must be agony for him that because of the choice that he has rightly made in support of his wife, family and their future, it is no longer compatible.
In early 2020, Meghan and Harry announced they were quitting royal duties. Charles de Ledesma, London.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, says he will oppose the nomination of Neera Tanden to lead the White House Office of Management and Budget. Tanden had been a campaign advisor to Hillary Clinton. She's apologized for attacking Republicans over the years, but the bad feelings could scuttle her nomination. Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.